Good morning, everyone. It's Donna Maria from DonnaMaria.com and IndieBusinessNetwork.com. And welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to be here with you today. So listen, I'm on vacation and having a great time with my family. I'm actually here in Washington, D.C., which is my hometown. I'm here at my mom's house, and we have just come back from the beach, and we're just having a really super time. And I'm really thrilled to be here. For those of you who don't know me, I am the founder and CEO at the Indie Business Network, and which is a trade organization for makers and handmade entrepreneurs. And what I do is I mentor and train the next generation of entrepreneurs, in particular, the people who make artisan products and all the wonderful things that you find at artisan shops and boutiques and things that you can't get at big box stores. And these products are made on a small scale, oftentimes by family members, husbands and wives, sometimes their children. They grow their businesses and turn them over to their children and leave an amazing legacy of entrepreneurship and financial independence to their family. And that's what I'm all about personally. That's what the Indie Business Network is all about. And here at DonnaMaria.com, I train people on how to do that. So I'm excited to be here. If you're here live, welcome. If you're watching on the replay, please leave me a note, a replay note, so I can stop by and see you. And of course, I will answer any questions that you have. Today, I'm going to be talking about the top 10 things you need to be successful in your business. But before I get to that, I want to thank Black Biz Live for allowing me to be here with you today. Black Biz Live, as you may know, is an organization that is managed by three ladies who feel that it's important to connect African-American-owned businesses to the world. And that's what they do. And I'm a member of that organization. And as a part of that, I get to go live every now and then inside their community to meet with everyone. So shout out to Black Biz Live and Pamela Jenkins of Coils by Nature, Adia Rogers, the Trendy Socialite, and Christine St. Veal of Moms in Charge, No I. So let's just dive in. And you guys, if you know someone who needs this information, please share this, because I don't teach people how to start businesses. I teach people how to grow them, how to manage them, and how to lead them successfully. Because honestly, anyone can start a business, right? It happens all the time. Probably a lot of you and your friends and family members have started businesses. But what you need to start a business is not necessarily what you need to grow that business. So what I help people do, because I've got 20 years of experience running a business, not multiple businesses and over here and over there, and then I started this and then I started that and bright shiny objects. No, one business. One business that has multiple facets to it, but it's one business. So if that's the kind of thing that you want, and you know we're all about here, the six F's. Okay, the six F's of the Lifestyle CEOs: family, freedom, fitness, flexibility, fun, and finances. Not necessarily in that order. Those are the things that are core, our core values here at where I teach at DonnaMaria.com and also the Lifestyle CEO, because a Lifestyle CEO is a person who owns a business, not just for financial reasons, but also to enjoy all the benefits of entrepreneurship. And those six things are core. So let's just dive in. Okay, the six things, top 10 things that you need to be successful, long-term, sustainable, and profitable in a business. Okay, the first thing you're going to need, and these may surprise you, first thing you're going to need is time. Okay, no matter what you do, you are going to need time. I don't care what kind of business you have. So if you're new to entrepreneurship and you're excited and you're on fire and you're ready to go and you haven't thought about the time in every day and how you manage it and how you're going to manage it as your business grows, you need to stop right now and think about that, okay? Because a lot of people don't. When you get started, you have all the time in the world because you don't have any customers. You don't have any returns. You don't have any complaints. You don't have people talking to you on social media. You don't have a lot of issues going on. You got a lot of time, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to look at your weekly schedule, and you're going to need to carve out about 20 hours a week at a minimum. Right? And 20 hours is a minimum, okay? I'm saying this probably mainly for people who might have a full-time job and they're starting up a side hustle. 20 hours. That's a lot of time. So you're going to have to dig some of that time out of your sleep. You're going to have to dig some of that time out of your family time, your friend time. You're going to have to dig some of that time out of your other obligations to hobbies and things like that. And you're going to have to dig some of that time, maybe even out of your, you know, your work schedule. Like, how can you make, if you have a job, your work schedule more flexible so you'll be able to do that? All right, so make sure that you have that, because one of the chief complaints and problems I see as people grow is, I don't have enough time. Like, you got to know in advance that you need some time. Okay, you're going to need more time than you need money. A lot of people stress out about the money. I need a grant. I need a loan. No, you don't. You need more time. That's what you need. Okay, so time is the first thing. The second thing is you need some goals, right? You need some goals, and you need the discipline to follow through with those goals. You need